Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Mueller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto & Truck Parts, providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
How you doing, buddy?
Not bad. Keep working on it. You might get the note, you know, one of these years, but not bad.
Yep. Not going to be today, then?
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
No, didn't sound right.
All right.
Yeah.
Hide.
Yeah, something like that. Wow. Did you have a good weekend?
I did, young man. I did. Well, I was busy, but did you?
Yes, we had a good weekend.
Did you?
Had some family and friends over. Both
good.
Well, all four grandbabies were home.
Oh, boy, I tell you what, June and Phil had grandbaby time.
We had grandbabies all over us on the couch yesterday.
Awesome.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And, of course, the two girls, one, Oakley turned four in February, so she's four and a half, and Alea will be four in September. So.
And both going on 12?
Yeah, they're ordering their poor old grandpa around. So, they're always telling me about something they need. So Oakley was telling me the other day that she's like, can you buy me a slinky? Because mine's like tangled. And I said, yeah, they do that. You know, you just have to throw them away or whatever. And she said, well, can you buy me a new one? I said, yeah, we can probably get you a new one somewhere along the line. No problem. So then Saturday night, I was working and it was late. And she said to June, she said, where's grandpa? And she said, and June said, well, he's working. And she said, he's late with our slinkies.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, okay.
Nice job.
Got to go buy a slinky today, then it sounds like.
Did you get one?
No, not yet. No, I got to get the big ones, too. You know, they just sell like the little ones. Mm-hmm. We need the big ones. Maybe they don't tangle quite as easy. And I don't think they make metal ones anymore, do they?
I have no idea.
I think they're all plastic.
Well, you can't use them for anything.
Pretty sure. No. No, I used to use them to wrap around my toy box so other kids couldn't get in my toy box.
You know, or in your bike, or help your bike, fix your bike, or, you know.
Well, I don't know. I don't think I ever tried that.
Oh, yeah, we did it. Well, sure. We did it all.
Sure. Well, so, you could reuse the wire, I suppose.
That's what I was doing, reusing the wire.
Yeah, I see you were out shopping this weekend.
I wasn't. You know, that's all I got.
You got Jolly Good Soda.
Yes.
How about that? Yeah, somebody gave us a tip that you could find it in Boscobel. And I have to admit, not that I'm a soda pop connoisseur, but I didn't realize they still made it. I hadn't seen it for a long time.
Well, now you've got that with your ski, and you're set to go.
I had my ski blinders on. I didn't know they made any other kind. But Jolly Good, you have cream soda, and you have grape.
Yep.
Caffeine-free.
Caffeine-free. They ain't going to do us any good here, is it?
No, no. I asked you if they still had jokes in the can, and you looked at me like, what? But they used to.
Really?
It's probably a Wisconsin thing. You didn't grow up with it.
Right.
But,
no.
But I looked it up. They don't have jokes in the bottom anymore. Otherwise,
they don't.
I was going to have you chug one, you know, chug, and then get to the joke, because today is joke day. But they don't have them anymore. But, you know, a lot of people remember them fondly, and all of the flavors they used to have. They had one called Sour Power.
Really?
Yeah, Sour Power.
Does it have lemon in it?
Grapefruit, I think.
Grapefruit, okay.
Right, and I think they use it as a mixer, but Sour Power Jolly Good. I don't see any of that. You must not have been able to find that.
they had orange and strawberry and...
Oh, the basics.
The basics, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I actually had to look underneath the... They're on the bottom shelf.
Were they?
Yeah, I'm kind of a bottom shelf kind of shopper.
Well, the cool thing about Jolly Good is it's made in Wisconsin.
Yes, yeah.
Random Lake,
Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
You'll be happy now for that.
Well, I don't know about that.
Make sure you keep the cream soda away from Joanne, because she said that was her favorite.
That was her favorite. Okay.
Yeah
want her. I don't want her swinging from the tower later.
So. Well, you ain't going no kidding. She does that anyway.
Oh, that's true.
Did you have any fun collecting jokes over the weekend?
You know, not too many. You know, the granddaughters told me one too. I figured that would, you know. Yeah. It might go. Oh, here's Joanne.
Uh-oh.
Hide the cream soda. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Joanne. Yeah, the granddaughters told me, why can't Elsa have a balloon? Because.
Elsa.
She'll let it go.
Go.
Let it go. There you go, Hank.
My goodness.
You almost hit the note.
So yeah. I went for a walk this morning. Beautiful morning. Take a walk.
Yeah, beautiful morning, Hank.
Lots of people out walking their phones, Phil.
Truer words are never spoken.
I tell you what, buddy.
Hey, Bray, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, Chet's Feed and Seed and Such is the sponsor of our Monday morning Chet's Chuckle.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
Hank, my friends keep telling me that I'm the cheapest person they have ever met.
I know you very well. Very well.
I'm not buying it.
No, I wouldn't buy it either. One cool November morning, two hunters take their biggest buck ever. As they struggled, dragging the monster buck back to their pickup, they were stopped by a game warden.
Hmm.
He asked to see their hunting license, assured that all was in order. The game warden wished them a good day, but offered some good advice.
Hmm.
If you men would pull from the front legs instead of the back legs, the buck will glide easier in the leaves instead of going against the grain of the fur, which you usually do.
Okay.
The hunters thanked the game warden and took his advice. After about an hour of pulling the deer, the first hunter says to the other, "That game warden was a nice guy, and this deer is easier to pull." The second hunter replies, "Yeah, but he wasn't all that smart. We're getting farther away from the truck."
Oh!
Yes, oh. Yes.
Not bad, Hank. Not bad.
Not bad.
No? Nope. In your studies and travels. You were umpiring yesterday, weren't you?
I was. Again, like I said, I was done the last week, but...
Was that... Was it a joke, or not?
No, it was actually a good game. 3-1, well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. Only got yelled at once, and that was after the game.
After the game?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
The guy who runs the, is it Chuck? Is that this guy's name up there in
the concession stand?
No, the guy who runs the who takes care of the field and stuff. That, I don't know if anyone's never been to Sauk Prairie.
Oh yeah.
With that.
That's a beautiful field.
It is absolutely amazing.
It's got a minor league field, doesn't it?
Yes. He said, "Did you kill enough ants out there while you're standing around?" And I said, "I tried."
Must not have much to do then.
No, I was doing second base because in this home talent thing they had four umpires. So.
Oh yeah, right.
So, but no, it was a good game, a quick game. Under I think it was an hour and 54 minutes.
Those are the best kind. Right, snap right along.
Yep.
You know what? I was driving around yesterday, Hank. I stopped for lunch, and I said to the lady, "I want to buy a cheeseburger with pickles." And she replied, "We only take cash or credit card."
Good point. Yes.
Thank you.
Well,
is this your kicker?
No. Oh. Why did the man bring a ladder to the bar?
I should know this. Yeah. I don't know.
Because he heard the drinks were on the house.
On the house. Oh,
yes.
Boom.
That wasn't very good.
No. But I mean, it's kind of. I set the bar pretty low this morning.
Well. A man finds a genie in a lamp. The genie says, "I will grant you one wish." The man says, "I wish I was rich." The genie replies, "It's done. What is your pen?"
Oh,
yeah, they don't get much better.
Nope. Hank, you know what? June told me to put the toilet seat down.
Oh, boy.
I don't even know why I was carrying it around.
It's a tough life for you, isn't it?
Tell you what.
Oh, it is a tough life for you. You tell you what, you've got it that's coming from both ways. Is that all you got?
That's all I got. That ain't much, but it's all
I got. Well, you didn't do a lot of work at all.
Well, I was busy with the grandbabies.
A man calls an airline customer service desk and asks, "How long does a flight from New York to Chicago take?" The agent replies, "Just a minute." "Thank you, man." The man says, "Thank you," and hangs up.
Oh, yes.
That would be me. All right, buddy, are you ready for our kicker?
Wait a minute. I'm bracing myself. I'm holding on to the counter as hard as I can.
I've lost it, Philip. Where did it go?
That might be the best joke of the morning.
Very well. <could. laughs> No, nothing said is probably better for us.
All right. What do you got?
As you know, some of us have had brushes with the law on our way home from late night of drinking with friends. A couple of nights ago, I was out with some friends having a few drinks, and let's just say I may have had too many, Phil. Knowing that I was slightly over the limit, I did something I've never done before. I took a bus home. Sure enough, I passed the police roadblock, but as it was, they waved it past.
Okay.
So I arrived home safely without incident, and which was a real surprise because I have never driven a bus before.
Oh, Hank, yeah, breaking the law.
Breaking the law.
Breaking the law.
Times two, buddy.
Should have stuck to jolly good, man.
Yep, jolly good. Yep. But anyway, any big plans today? Football's back.
Yep, this weekend.
Woo-hoo! Football is back.
Well, that was an exciting Packer game yesterday.
The Brewers scored more points. I think it's unreal.
Oh, boy. Anyway,
I listened to it. Yeah. I listened to it, but I couldn't watch it. It was like, ugh.
I'll tell you what, you're a diehard if you paid attention to the whole thing and then listened to the postgame.
Oh, my goodness.
Wasn't much to talk. 31 starters sat down. I mean, that's fine. But again, my whole beef about the preseason is, you know, play one game, you probably got enough.
Right.
You know the 39 other people. You just have to figure out the last 14.
To me, I'd rather add a game at the end of the season.
And I think they're going to do that eventually. So
play two pregames and, yep, you know, make your season.
Two. Yeah, that's two would be about enough. And then hats off to everyone in Blue River and Gotham and Loganville. They all have weekend events coming
up. Oh, my goodness.
This weekend. So, and it looks like they're going to get along pretty well with the forecast.
And, you know, Justin Degenhart will be out there at Blue River. So if you see him, throw something at him.
Yeah,
He's always willing to catch something. So, but anyway, buddy, I appreciate your time. Everybody have a great day. And you know what, Phil? Be kind, my man.